Egyptian authorities, but their entry was delayed for 10 days. Many international activists, including members of anti-Zionist communities in the US, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and British MP George Galloway accompanied the aid caravan. They were greeted by Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh on their arrival to the besieged coastal enclave. Press TV's correspondent Yusuf El-Halou has more.
Finally, the Viva Palestina U.S. humanitarian aid convoy entered the Gaza Strip via the Rafah border crossing Wednesday night, having waited for 10 days, as well as having made earlier arrangements with the Egyptian Foreign Ministry. The convoy managed to break the suffocating Israeli blockade imposed on 1.5 million Palestinians for a second time. British MP George Galloway and Cynthia McKinney were among the first group crossed into Gaza.
We wanted to come to Gaza with a very large fleet of vehicles filled with medical aid. In the end, we had to walk because they will not allow us to bring our vehicles through Rafah, even though we have bought those vehicles brand new in Egypt. So we spent a huge sum of money in the Egyptian economy, but we are not allowed to do with our own property what we want to do.
I would never be discouraged from working on behalf of justice and human rights and peace and dignity for everyone. So we intend to come back to Gaza as many times as Gaza will have us.
Viva Palestina, 200 activists, all Americans, who faced series of delays and administrative obstacles, do appear to be delighted to have finally made it into Gaza.
It was so long to get here. The Egyptian government put so many obstacles in our way, but I'm so proud to finally be in Palestine.
I'm very happy to be here. Very, very excited. The Egyptian government, it's either bureaucratic red tape or it's political pressure to discourage these type of convoys and these type of shows of solidarity with the Palestinian people, in particular the people in Gaza living under the siege.
My message to the Gazan people is that what's happening in Gaza is frustrating. Many communities throughout the world, I'm representing communities in the United States, they are upset what's happening in Gaza. This is not Judaism. This is not the Jewish people. This is purely political Zionism. As long as we put political Zionism aside, this is a nice welcome we get, and we knew this from before, and we're going to convey this to the world.
Viva Palestina organizers were also informed by Egyptian authorities that convoy members would be permitted to spend only 24 hours in Gaza. Individuals overstaying that time period will not be permitted to leave until the next general opening of the Rafah border crossing, which has been continuously closed since June 2007.
After they spent 10 days in Cairo, the members of the U.S. Viva Palestina convoy have finally arrived in Gaza.
During their very short stay, some of the activists are going to visit some devastated areas. Others are going to meet with Palestinian MPs and Hamas-run government, while others will be visiting universities and meeting students.
Yusuf El-Halou, Press TV, Gaza.